welcome this morning there. How are you doing there? This is Start Your Day with Nat and Jay. We're giving you your commute news and updates.
Your daily weather and your traffic. And there's not too much traffic out there. As you know, there might be a tractor in front of you.
Yeah.
Just go around it.
Just tell them, give them a
beat. Just go around.
Give them a beat.
All right. Well, as you know, this is Fight Wing Podcast, episode number 89. Enjoy. And here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Wait a minute. Is that... All right. Shut the...
All right, this is episode 89. We're back on the attack. Back in black.
Coughing attack.
Back in the saddle. Back in the game.
Sack in the battle. Yeah. That's...
Once again, black is the incredible. All right. Here we are, and we are... into March of 2024, which supposedly comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. I barely noticed it becoming March. We had President's Day recently, which for the first time in many years, I actually forgot President's Day because, you know, we don't really have like a real president or anything. So I think I forgot about the whole day existing. I was like, oh shit, there's like no mail today.
It's President's Day. You believe in much like the lost cause, you believe in the stolen election, the big lie?
I don't care if he won the election or not, he's still not a real president. He's a fucking idiot. He's being led around by fucking handlers. He can barely form a sentence. This guy looks like he's about to shit his pants every 5 fucking minutes.
And he eats ice cream so he doesn't have to talk to you. Because everybody knows it's rude to be talking to people when you're eating ice cream.
Yeah, he eats.
You notice that? Yeah. He eats ice cream.
So he's too old to be eating
sugar. He can
all
just
that
stand there and
anyway.
Eat ice cream. Yeah. Bing, bing. Bing, bing. Sugar free, Joe. It better be.
No, well, no, now sugar free is.
Chocolate chip.
Sugar free is poisonous now, though. They put that stevia shit in it. Yeah, instead of just leaving sugar out of stuff, they put weird shit in it instead.
I guess my mood is still kind of somber. I mean, they still are holding over 100 hostages.
It's
Israel.
Pretty...
The situation hasn't changed since October.
And it's pretty ridiculous that Biden is doing anything for these fucking people.
So yeah, people talking about Biden is the Israeli lapdog, and it's like, wow.
How?
Don't you guys see that?
That's such a gaslight.
They have to answer to America about everything they do.
Yeah, that's such a gaslight. Saying, you know, like these Palestine people, they're so fucking extreme that they
see, that's that generation before us. They give you money and in hopes of controlling you.
Well, that's what, that's what the government, as a rule, does. I mean,
yep.
I think it's been for many generations. I don't think it's necessarily one or the other, you know. But the Biden acting like, well, we should consider giving them a Palestine state. It's like he's in a fucking daze. Who is telling this guy what to say and what to do? Like, they sent this woman. I don't know if I don't have the clip.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but redundantly. Who's to say that we give them a state? How is this going to... Is that a guarantee for them to stop hating Jews?
No, it's never...
Why would we step up to the plate and suddenly say, hey, you know, maybe giving these people their own area would be the best thing for everybody?
Well, first of all, it's not a legitimate state. Oh, America gave you a recognition of a state only? It's not legitimate. Who says that that's a sovereign state? You're just...
McDonald's.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Really,
yeah,
right.
I mean, essentially only. But the thing is, it's like when he sends his people out, he always sends like a black woman, so you can't say anything too deep to argue with him, or else you'd be called racist. Like Brian Mast and this woman that was saying, well, we want to say that we support formation of a Palestinian state. And he says, well, have you objectively thought about that position? Like, who would run it? All these different ideas. What would it be, demilitarized? You know, when you say that, what have you objectively thought about? What does that mean, a Palestinian state? And she kept refusing to answer. Like, she was like, well, I can't say, that's not my position to say, right? He's like, well, you can't answer whether or not you've objectively thought about this or not?
It has to be ineptitude. These are the same people who cried about Putin in Russia.
Well, they purposely
sent out
ineptitude.
And now who do you think is
going to
be the first head of state visiting a Palestinian state? It's going to be Putin.
Yeah, I know.
Stupid motherfuckers.
It's so ridiculous. The Palestinian guys are over... it's almost
it's
like
not,
we're
it's
trying
not
to court
be Canada.
Well, it's almost like we're trying to court them their favor between like, oh, don't be friends with the Russians,
well,
be friends with us.
You know, the government is trying once again to go with the majority, and they think the majority of people are like Palestine.
But
they don't understand
the majority
people.
Of people where?
I don't know.
Not in America.
In those big cities. New
well,
York,
even still,
San Diego,
no.
San Francisco.
Just because they have those crowds out, none of those are residents of those cities, though. You know, like, when we see these huge protests of Palestine, especially
the press
the Palestine
doesn't tell you that. The press acts like, oh, this is everywhere. Everybody's out in the street fighting for Palestine.
They're primarily college students and, you know, like, burnout extremist activists. But the big crowd is, like, college-age people, and they're visiting the town. They don't live in the town permanently. They have no history in the city. They have no future in the city, most likely. A lot of these people that are foreigners that are joining in protests, they can't even vote here. Their opinion doesn't fucking matter. Who gives a fuck? Many of them might not even be 18 years old. But, yes, of course, some of them are citizens. We're not saying they're all fucking foreigners, but...
Well, there's not more...
There's a very large amount of
them. There's not more people in Chicago than there are in Illinois.
Well, I'd have to look at the numbers. I think it's actually equal.
Is it?
Yeah. I think the rest of the state is kind of equal to...
So whatever. The government reaped the whirlwind. Let them pick up what they created.
Well, the thing
is,
they won't.
Yeah,
feel
won't.
It. They just have a bunch of fucking tall ass gates around their shit, and then regular people have to deal with the stuff. Like, they just had another incident where all these fucking protesters filled up and basically shut down New York's subway yesterday in a certain area because it was just filled with so many fucking people they couldn't get, you know, through the tube and shit, you know, it's just fucking ridiculous. I was hoping we'd hear about a few of them stepping on a third rail, you know, falling into the thing, you fucking moron.
I saw footage, I seen a guy got thrown in there right when the train was pulling in. He got thrown in under the train.
Was it a Palestine guy or just
no,
a rando?
No, just some rando fighting in Chicago. And everybody was like filming it, like, what the fuck? Because he's under there still somewhere. Probably got cut in half if he didn't move to the middle.
Oh God! But the anyway, the Palestine protest people, they're busing. First of all, there's like, hey, everybody, go to this big one that we're having. So they're going from different cities, you know.
Yeah.
That's why they're not all on the same day, you know. And if you notice, when they have those Day of Rage ones where they try to have simultaneous ones, those tend to be smaller events because they're the people from Baltimore are not busing
Chicago,
going to New York.
Chicago, you know, seems to have decided it's your constitutional right to block traffic. Like, they don't
maybe
really,
it is. It's very complicated.
Well,
don't
they
know,
don't really,
because what is a road? You know.
Yeah, but that's a public safety issue.
Well,
these guys are moving vehicles that go over 30 miles an hour. It's like an expressway.
Well, the
and
question is,
stand out there with a sign.
It's not about them
hoping everybody sees them.
It's not about them causing the public safety issue so much as is what are the limits to the rights of free speech.
What are the rights of the individual when he does that? Because isn't he taking away the rights of the individual to, like, get home safely?
No, I'm saying what are the rights of the people around them to just run them over or you know what I mean?
We're entering this shady Mad Max world. You know, where Sharia law, they're going to come and say, see, Sharia law is the answer. You guys should do Sharia law and it'll take care of all this drama.
But look at, they have had that in fucking Iran since the 70s. And they have huge protests where they're having to shoot people in the streets and shit. So it doesn't work.
No.
You know, they can pretend.
Iran isn't a real country.
Well, none of these places are.
The people who run it are controlling it by U.S. means.
So. Yeah, I mean, the mullahs are not even Iranian ethnically.
And they had this northern Syria where we're bombing and fighting all the time. They had these parade with all these flags. I posted it on my X account. These flags were all National Socialist flags, you know. And then you look and you see how we give Lebanon like $85 billion a year.
And they didn't have any Lebanon flags? Is that the one you were showing me?
No Lebanon flags.
It was just all these extremist flags.
Straight up extremist flags and Marxist-Leninist flags.
No regular country flags.
National Socialist flags, no PLO.
No, we're just proud of our country. No, there's all this extreme shit only.
Straight up, no.
Strictly!
No healthy flags. It was bad flags. But, you know, the fucked up thing is that our taxes paid for them flag shows. Our taxes, but what else have we paid for? What other equipment have we bought them and left behind, like in Afghanistan?
You know, if we really knew the full toll of how much terrorism we have facilitated as a country, it would be a fucking... nauseating. You'd want to fucking throw up.
Well, then, because you have these people like Dick Cheney who believe, well, we're doing the right thing. 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 And Mike Pompeo.
The thing is, you can't do the wrong thing.
Mike, you were Secretary of State and everything still sucks real fucking bad.
There are people who believe.
How about doing your job you were talking about?
Right. But there are them and the terrorist people too, both sides of that. Those are people who believe that you can do a wrong thing as long as it's for the right cause. But doesn't help your... If your cause is good, it won't be aided by your evil actions. So it's really pointless to fuck with even trying to do any of these evil actions, you know? Because, like, when we talk about, like, jihadis and stuff, you know, they say the martyrs of October 7th, that's what they... call them, and people go, what do you mean? We didn't start killing them until October 8th, you know? What they mean is martyrs is that they did quote-unquote un-Islamic activities like raping and necrophilia and stuff like that, and they martyred their souls for the cause. But if you did if you did necrophilia for your cause is not going to fucking triumph. I hate to fucking break it to you. You know, there's no version of God that's like, oh, well, you raped a corpse for your cause? Well, I will bless that, you know. And it was like, they will not bless that at all, whatsoever. And you're a piece of shit, you know. I mean.
I was going to say it's like the Meat Man song, Pepino fucking a dough. Yes. Nope. Don't fuck the dough. Don't fuck the corpse.
It's not. It's not acceptable to say, oh well, you know, you did this. Bitch.
I got
we
to
killed
heaven.
All these little kids.
I'm gonna get to heaven, and he goes, "What are you doing? I'm on my way back, right? No, bitch.
You know,
you killed a bunch of people I created.
And the way that you do it with intention is what makes it more evil too. Because like when we're talking about like, okay.
The more
bombing, Gaza, they said, well, you're killing kids that, and that's just as bad as October 7th. Well, first of all, nobody's going in there fucking raping the kids or making them watch their family members get raped. So, no, it's not like October 7th. But the other thing is that war and you're bombing terrorist targets, that people should be moving their kids away from there. That's known. You know, as much as they want to fucking say, well, okay, but, you know,
I don't know about you, the first day they start shooting artillery toward our family, we're going to move. I don't know. I'm not staying there.
Sorry, the house ain't worth it, you know? Or is it fucking made of solid gold?
And then crying about how we're martyrs and we're ready to spill every last drop of blood for Palestine. And then when you start spilling every last drop of blood for Palestine, you're upset. It's a genocide.
Pride to the West, yeah.
It's a genocide. But, it's like, well, what happened to killing all the Jews and dripping their blood out your mouth? And all that shit.
Yeah, well, because they...
Since day one, these people were taught to kill Jews.
Yeah.
Since they're little babies, they're like, they give them little Jews to kill in the crib and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's no fucking way that cycle of violence will ever change without it eating itself. It's got to eat itself, where it's people realize that this is wrong. What you're doing is wrong.
Well, I mean, you would think...
And you can hate the Jew, but you can also hate Job from the Bible, who didn't have a job and bed sores all over himself,
would think that October 7th would have canceled them and said, man, okay, what are we teaching our people? This really is vile. You know, it's not funny.
Yeah, you're teaching
them... But the fact that there's so many civilians just decided to run in...
Because here's a hot take. Because Orthodox Islam... is actually Satan worship.
Well,
Orthodox Islam, it gives way to demonic possession. It gives way to chanting demonic names. It gives way to all kinds of knowledge that our sages would have said, don't study until you're over 30. If you got Muslims, they're like 7 years old learning about jinn.
Well, there is a theory that whoever spoke to Muhammad was a demon representing himself as a god, and then Muhammad being illiterate and not really fully knowing the Bible, only hearing it, you know, hearsay, half
oral Torah,
Chinese telephone version of what the Torah actually said, and not knowing everything in the order, he could believe that a demon that presents itself, it can do some tricks and things. That's God to him, right?
Yeah.
You know, it was higher than a human. It did more than a human could do, so he believed it. Because you have to believe that there's not any goodness in some of those points. You know what I'm saying? Where they're saying, like, oh, slaughter everyone of anything. You know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to do that, you know? So... when they go to these things and then they say, oh, well, they rape people, that was against Islam and all this stuff. You know, it's not, because you're allowed to do that in war against people who are considered the enemy troops, right? And if they're considering all Israelis as military or IDF just because you're there.
Because they're kids, as kids they serve.
Yeah, you know.
That's what the Hamas guy was saying. Yeah, none of them are innocent.
Yeah, to them, yeah. Even the kids, because they will be in the idea for something, you know what I mean?
So where do you go with that, right? Because the Jews aren't going to lay down their weapons.
We don't go anywhere, they go.
That's what it eats itself. It finally eats itself so much that others look around and go, you know, this is eating us, so we have to stop. And then they have to stop it. It won't ever stop.
You're going
to
get people like Mossab Hassan Youssef, who... he realized it because he was like a decent person. He was like, this
Hamas
is wrong.
Guys.
Yeah, son of Hamas, yeah, okay. Green Prince. If they...
Yeah, but how long is he going to be like that? Is he going to stay like that? Because I've heard...
I mean, he's been in several years.
Are they going to kill him?
I believe they probably would try to kill him.
Yeah. They didn't try to kill their mom in peace, which he said they did, though. He said men rushed him in Christchurch.
They did try
or
to kill...
Or something like that.
They did try to kill Youssef as well.
Yeah.
I don't remember what place it was.
Well, because any of the imams who speak out against traditional, regular, old school, you know, callous on the forehead bullcrap, where these guys are, you know, hey, I don't agree with it. Just like I don't agree with some Orthodox things that they do.
Yeah, there's all sorts of different viewpoints amongst people, but when you live in a system that's so oppressive they don't allow different viewpoints to be expressed, then that's when you have this like fascist, you know, adherence to everybody must do this one thing, and that's what most of these people know as Sharia. Yeah, there's this other interpretation, this like Sufi mystical thing that Sharia is the judgment of oneself.
Well, it seems like when,
and it's an internal jihad and all that
when
stuff.
When Daesh goes out there and does shit, all the other Muslims go, oh, I guess that's what the hardcore guys do. And they go, yeah, we're not like that. And it's like, well, that's not going to work forever.
Well,
you know, because Daesh is like doing satanic rituals by killing and ripping down monuments and changing the face of places, you know.
Think about the reduction.
They're still fighting in Russia, by the way.
Yeah, but think about the reduction, though. When you say, well, those guys are really hardcore, and we're not like them. And I've had the same argument with people who say that Nazis are far right, but I'm right wing, but I'm not far right like a Nazi. So you're halfway to Nazi? Like, what are you trying to say? You know,
yeah,
like Nazis,
yeah.
If you include Nazis in the right wing, and then you say that you're right wing, you're saying, you're giving some credence or saying that Nazi is somewhat acceptable. So that's like the same thing saying, like, if ISIS are the hardcore Muslims and the rest of us are not like that, well, it means you believe that, but you're just not acting on it, and you're not really hard, you're not as serious about wanting to behead people and stuff. It just, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
You're still on that spectrum then. If you're including them at all and saying, well they're
why,
the hardcore guys,
that's why
and you're saying you're the wimpy version of ISIS.
With Judaism and Christianity, a lot of the acts and the things and the rituals are self, you know, you're dealing with yourself, you know.
Yeah, internally.
Internally, you know. Islam has a lot of group immolation and flagellation on the back and all kinds of crazy shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, they did steal things from different...
Yeah, where stuff that's
like
supposed to go
stole,
with the
like
soccer, stuff
that's Catholics.
Supposed to go with soccer, and things that are supposed to go with pub politics. And
some of it, yeah,
they made it into a religion where they're going to walk in the streets and whip their back until they bleed.
Yeah,
what the
well,
fuck
that's
is that
the thing
about
Islam is they take what for most people would be considered religious considerations, and they make it into a complete social system, and the meaning that forces everybody to do it. So it's no longer this internal thing, like you're saying, you know, with like your own struggle with God and how observant to the word of the scripture you want to be and all that stuff.
Nope.
It's not allowed. It's like, do this, and if we see you doing differently, something bad's going to happen to you. You know, where we don't, like, and people in America...
There's no Jewish version of that.
Yeah. People,
you know, where we've gone into a place and told people, look, you better start eating kosher and eat these fucking bagels or...
We haven't gone and forced anybody to, you know, to... I mean, if you really
unlike
want to go
Rome,
far back...
I mean, come
can,
on, look at Rome. They're the remnants. That's the Catholic Church. And it's still
I
forcing
mean,
people to do shit today.
If we really, really, really want to go back, like, to the days of David and stuff, they did convert some people under the sword, like the Edomites...
Yeah, but that was a different, that was a specific thing where God was working through David to do stuff.
Right, and there
and he
was
trying to show the other nations that, look, I'm going to take David and have him convert all these people by the sword because I feel like it.
And, yeah, there was a message there, and that was, like, a different
There's
time,
a deeper
too.
Story there.
You know,
just
also,
why did they get converted?
Right, it's also a different time where he didn't invade their land and do that, though. They were tribes who kept invading the Jews. So there's a difference.
Exactly.
There
were people who...
Whereas the Muslims
stumbled,
invade other places.
We're not walking toward Rafa and we stumbled upon them. You know, they were people who came up after the Jews and went at night. And a lot of times what started the wars was being attacked at night.
Right, yeah.
You know, wake up in the morning, you're going to go kill somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you're going to wake up in the morning, you're going to kill somebody because in the middle of the night, they either took your wife or they took your oxen.
Yeah, while you're sleeping, they'll just burn your fucking whole place down with
you. Like your wife went out
to
get the water and she never came back. And you're like, what the fuck? I'm going to have to go kill somebody.
Yeah, they made some very bad situations over the time. And that was never...
Speaking of, I wanted to talk about, did you hear about this Indian couple? Okay, this is graphic for anybody who doesn't want to hear it. Turn away.
Yeah, trigger warning. They
went on vacation, and apparently she was gang raped by a bunch of Indian men, and the husband was beaten into submission and forced to watch.
Oh, fuck.
And they're just tourists and vloggers who, until this point, had, I guess, a healthy situation with the vlogging world, where they go places on travel and show off their dinner.
Yeah, travel YouTubers or whatever.
And they got brutalized. And the first thing I said, like, I couldn't watch the video. I saw them talking in the little response, and I seen them moving their heads. And then I read what it said, and I said, I'm not going to watch this because I don't want to hear the story that this cucky guy has to tell. You know, because he has a bruise on his head. If that was me and my wife, I would be dead. There wouldn't be no me talking. There wouldn't be that's not how that would go.
Yeah, they would be dead or
I don't care who you are. If you're not ready to fight to defend your wife to the end like that, then you're a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I felt two feelings from listening to that, because I was like, number one, this guy, what's wrong with him? She's a good-looking woman. Why didn't you bring something with you?
Protect yourself.
Like, you should have brought a pistol. You should have brought a knuckles. I mean, it's Indian.
Something.
Something to defend yourself. Or, how about this newsflash, Roscoe? Don't go fucking places where you might likely get gang raped. You know?
By a bunch of trash.
Because they're being rude to you, and they're gang raping you with, they hope to impregnate you with Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's happening there. And the Indian ones, I don't know what's going on with them. They seem to have converted, and they're the worst kind of sexual deviants we've heard about from over there. Some stories are just fucking horrific.
Yeah, some pretty bad stuff.
No, like, you know, horror story, movie shit.
The war between Pakistan and India, you know. And
they brutalize each other.
Oh, it was so very bad. Extreme.
Then the U.S. government feeds both sides money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's the whole problem. They
act like Pakistan is a...
Well, Pakistan needs somebody to help them buy milk.
Place. Why does Pakistan even exist? Mm. Because they raped and killed half of fucking India. All right? You know? I mean, they didn't fucking, like, it wasn't like... an indigenous tribe called the Pakistanis started there. They were ethnically Indians, and they converted to Islam, and that's it. And you don't get to not be Islamic in Pakistan. You don't get to, you know what I mean? So, yeah. And when you deal with, like, in India, Indian Muslims are just, like, pro-Pakistan people. They're like...
Yeah. Well, this isn't the first time we've heard in the last 5 years of gang rapes in India.
Oh, yeah. They've had some real bad problems with that type of shit.
This isn't the first one.
Well, that's why, you know, when we talk about these different conflicts and things, and we bring these fucking issues home with, like, these protests in American streets and stuff, we don't think about, like, the rest of the fucking world is very brutal. It's not like if you start bringing that shit to America,
we have
way too many fucking guns, first of all. Yeah. All right. And then secondly, we have way too many fucking crazy ass people. And you're going to try and come here and be like, oh, well, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, and fucking run at people with machetes and shit. You're going to get fucking obliterated. Like, you know,
it's
like,
not England.
Right. They think it's like these other places where they go and the white people don't have guns. They will, these motherfuckers out here will blow you away. Don't fucking come up on their fucking shit, and it's going to kick off some ugly shit. Because these fucking people, especially the fucking ones who are like slightly racist white people, they're going to go full racist. And they're going to be like, I don't trust nobody ain't white. Come on my fucking thing. And be shooting at people nilly willy, all paranoid and stuff. They're not that fucking smart.
Yeah, and all of it is designed in order to enforce martial law.
Exactly. To bring chaos. Uh-huh.
Well, they want Sharia. They believe
it's a Clower Piven plan.
Sharia banking, including BRICS, all this will benefit them.
Yeah, BRICS is greatly, Sharia compliant, right?
As long as they can put this over on top of our U.S. dollar like a skimmer. That's what they want to do.
Well, Argentina's dropping out of the BRICS.
Well, we'll see what happens with this Ukraine thing. Because Russia might not be a superpower of things. And you never know what happens here.
Well, now they've got...
if he's got Americans, a nuke and he decides to nuke general America, you know, after what years and years of Pelosi putting doubt in everyone's head and a lot of us being like, well, we don't know because he seems like he's not so bad.
He's just another asshole from another country.
But now, if he were to nuke regular America, that war would never stop because Americans would never forgive him.
Oh, yeah, America.
Like, dude, why'd you hit us? What did
America's
we do?
America's fucking, if we got fucked over by the fucking Russians, Russia better look the fuck out.
Yeah, because it won't be like Russia.
We will build a bridge across Alaska, and we will walk the fuck over there and shoot every Russian that we see.
I can see them putting a bridge up and just start eliminating
Russians. We will not fuck around. And, you know, Americans, they'd be like, well, oh, Russia, we're going to Russia. We can go. We can go shoot them. They will shoot the fuck out of them.
They'll need a contingency plan. All I know, it won't work. It won't end well for anybody. In the war, we'll see what goes on because Ukraine is no longer going to be a superpower or a power at all.
It's not going to be shit over there. But it never really was. It was just.
I didn't mean to
up.
Say superpower. Yeah. It's not going to be a state.
It's not going to be. It's
well,
just going to
be. They're going to take so much of it.
It's going to be rubble.
Yeah.
It already is. You know.
And a lot of people have evacuated. You can't tell. It's
But these fucking Russian people are
But what do we know?
Palestine.
How do we know it's all not made in a Hollywood lab somewhere and it's like a game? We don't know. We're not told the truth. We see what we're told.
I don't know anybody. I mean, the people that I know that did provide footage and stuff, they were just like, I didn't know them that well, you know? So who knows how deep any of this stuff
Well, biased footage is still
like
footage,
Israel,
but, you know.
I know because I know people there, but, you know.
Some of these guys are too biased to take their footage, though, because they're going to just make up, did you hear that bang in the sky? That was the IDF killing a child, you know.
And they're going to say that, and it doesn't
prove
anything.
This isn't news,
you know. It's a video of a guy saying that's what happened, right?
We live in some dark times, you know.
Well, this is the dangers of the fake news.
They're throwing around hate speech everywhere, and this administration doesn't even see it, doesn't care.
Well, because their
definition... Everything they're doing is hate speech.
Yeah.
And they don't want to...
By the actual definition of it, but their
definition
of hate speech...
Well, Mark and them have obfuscated it so much that...
Well, I mean, fucking transgender is hate speech.
Toward women.
Towards women and men. It's fucking... It cartoonizes... The entire biological sex, you know what I mean?
The Air Force guy in the dress will disagree with you that he's in the Air Force and he knows better.
Well, is he going to set himself on fire too?
I know, that's what I said. I said they keep setting themselves on fire. Someone's come get their people.
Right.
You know, what the fuck?
They're either flamers or flaming.
Or they're doing drag queen shows on the goddamn.
Flamers or flaming. Right.
God damn.
The air farce.
If the, the Vietnam guys could see it now,
they would
say, "What? Do you know what we went through? They put us
through to
win?
These old-time guys,
you guys aren't getting
so
put through nothing. You're not getting put through nothing, so when the war comes, you're not going to be ready.
Yeah,
they're
going to
be
so
like,
good.
Well, we thought we were trained. We had the latest in gear, and it's like, okay.
Yeah, my grandfather would be so embarrassed to see
Hopefully
this.
The Marines are still on point. That's all you have to worry about. Because, you know,
they fucking gave them a vaccine mandate, too,
though. The Army cleans up after
the
Marines are done.
Well, the Marines had a vaccine mandate, too, so,
you know,
the real niggas is all gone out of the military. It's like all a joke now. It's not the fucking badass dudes for America that it once was, you know? Now it's like kind of tough guys who... We're not that tough because they still took an experimental jab from the government.
Bunch of chumples.
You know?
Like,
and,
you know, they're like young and stupid and you can walk onto the army base and shit.
Right, and you gotta be gay to pass the things and shit, you know, or, you know, whatever. Gay.
Back in the day, they had sticklers, you guys who yell at you.
Yeah, but those guys canceled. Guys, you're serious
about America. Yeah, they canceled. They
made the guys take down rebel flags. You can't fucking yell at people. You gotta use the right pronouns. All this fucking
I used
nonsense.
To get that rebel flag stuff at school all the time.
The funny
take
thing
down
about
your flag is it stands for slavery. You know? I don't... What? What?
In a, you try to tell me something stands for slavery in a public school?
Yeah,
that you're trying to force
I know. They're forcing me to be here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Dog crap.
Shithead motherfuckers. Yeah, well, anyway.
I was a protester at school.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Sometimes I look back and, you know.
But,
that's a random one.
That's for you. That's the wrong button. Oh, God, he's pressing weird buttons over here. Okay.
Hey, who is that?
I really don't know. That's a preset song that came
He's
in the sound
He's got a funky
machine.
Fresh vibe. Funky fresh vibe.
David,
so
back to what we were talking about. Huh?
We were talking about the whole kit and caboodle.
The craziness of the world and the wars and the world wars.
Well, the war is getting a little out of hand. I mean, there's just so much death over there. And
over where?
All sides.
Shit. Between fucking Ukraine and Israel and fucking Nigeria.
We're not fed the truth on any of these conflicts. We don't got guys like, there's no ABC News you can't trust. You can't trust AP.
Well, that's why we shouldn't.
Can't trust anybody
be,
for going on the ground.
Exactly.
And
that's why we shouldn't be making our fucking policies and shit over no. here. And that's like the same thing like when I went to the city council.
Well, would
council
they still be shooting at each other without ammo?
Right. Well, it's no. not the same thing like when I went to the city council and told them
I'm
to
gonna
not
ban
vote
assault
on a ceasefire
weapons.
For
I'm gonna,
Israel.
I'm going to ban assault weapons. I did it before and I'll do it again, says Joe Biden. It's like, why don't you ban assault weapons in these countries that we're fighting?
That they're fucking killing everybody.
Yeah.
Well, because he's sending them the
practice
quote unquote assault
goes to
weapons.
Do it there.
The quote unquote assault weapons, you know.
And what's up with all these videos of
the fuck is an assault
conscription
weapon
in Ukraine? They're horrible. People getting bonked on the
they're
heads
all fucked up other
dragged
countries.
In the cars.
None of them have freedom like the United States. They don't have fucking constitutions. We should not be involved in any of this shit.
Yeah, true.
Just like fucking
and
George
if I
Washington
had the government's
said.
Lawyers on my side, I would talk with them and get a you know an intern and I'd start a case and I'd say, look,
mm-hmm.
there's a few people who need to be sued in order for things to run normally. Because, come on, are you
sued,
kidding me?
They need to be removed.
Well, number two, like if you're gonna fly a flag
physically.
For a National Socialist platform. Why should
Shouldn't they automatically cancel
should,
your funding?
They should cancel your funding.
Don't you think?
Well, I mean, period. Didn't we fight a war against them or not?
Anything that we fought a
and
war
I would push
against.
And I would push the issue because if we got people in our government who are Nazis who are going, fuck you, we're going to do whatever we want behind the scenes, we'll then push the issue in the government and
mm-hmm.
say, look, aren't we not supposed to be funding this? You know, the Ukraine, I wouldn't say I was instrumental in it, but I told people, look at the why is there street signs named after Nazis? Why won't anybody answer me?
Right, we're not just talking about like punk kids that got swastika tattoos
no.
and shit to
we're
show up at a protest.
We're talking about signs where you honor the SS and the SS guard. I can't imagine honoring people who were murdering Jews in the summer. Imagine what a horrible summer that was.
Oh, God.
And these people are honoring them with street signs. It's like, no, 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 no. Why we're doing the wrong thing? Because
mm-hmm.
that was not who we. With disrespect, every single World War II guy here,
mm-hmm.
who went there and fought with his hands and teeth to live to come back home, we disrespected him, putting up, giving our money to people so that they can put
well,
up a monument to
I
some
mean,
asshole who shot at their grandpa. You know?
Until the so-called sanctions or whatever. Came on, we're giving a pretty penny to Russia as well, so we helped them build
this
up.
This is all Vindman and these And what's his name? Adam
Kinzinger?
Kinzinger. These guys are all a bunch of foreigners who had infiltrated our government. Mm-hmm. Fucked with it as hard as they did. Look at him now. He's such a Democrat. He's never been a Republican. He fooled all those people. He lied to them and got them all to elect him as a Republican.
Well, what we're not thinking about is what happens when like somebody like Rashida Tlaib runs for president. Her parents are immigrants, but she's actually born in America.
Yeah, well, that's why I told people all along. I said, there's going to be someone come along and use the system the way you don't want it to be used, and then you're complaining about it. Just stop fucking pushing for it.
I always thought that
it's not Trump, by the way. Trump is a bumbling fool. Look, okay, give me a break. Let's be honest here about Trump for a second. How are you? Oh, I'm a great millionaire and I'm great at business, but pretty much every single person around me has failed at business and their acumen sucks. And they're either been arrested or investigated.
Them fucking shoes with the American flag was made in China, bro.
Well, they're either been arrested or investigated, people around you. So how are you a business expert? You keep picking these people who, number one, don't represent you properly. Number two, they don't do business
properly. He went to some third-rate business college. All right, he's not like some fucking, genius with all this, like, you know, business acumen. He had a good timing, first of all. The time that he came up making the real estate money was during a boom. Everybody was making real estate money, you know. He just happened to start off with a nice chunk and everything, you know. So, I mean, he's not a fucking complete retard, but he's not some business genius, you know what I mean? So it's not like, well, this guy is the smartest guy that's ever done business ever.
Let me put all these people in my cabinet who betray me. And it's like every single decision he made was just fucking wrong.
Taylor Swift should be going for him. They're both into making bad decisions and then complaining about it afterwards. You know?
Well, and then he complains and complains and give me another chance. When I'm back in there, I'll do everything that I didn't get done when I was in there. How come he didn't get the wall finished when he was the president?
Oh, well, the Democrats didn't want to help. Like I said, this dude had a fucking executive order for every other retarded thing.
Just like how they say, every rapper. Well, Joe Biden, he can make an executive order to stop the hole at the border. And it's like, well, Trump could have made an executive order to close the hole at the border too, right?
First of all, let's be clear. There's nothing in the Constitution that says executive orders should have this amount of power. But if we're already going to be fucking using them, and he's using them for other shit that's retarded, and he's fucking using his presidential power to tell Sweden to free ASAP Rocky and all this other bullshit and going to start a trade war with some European country over some rapper and all this stuff, the nigga could have closed the border. The nigga could have did the fucking things. He could have fucking fired that faggot Fauci and said, look, bro, okay, thanks for the advice. We're getting to the point where, you know, no longer. His tagline was, you're fired. Meanwhile, sitting there with a staff full of shitheads, you know, what, John Bolton?
Horrible shit.
Like Bobby said, you know, he came in trying to drain the swamp, and the definition of a swamp creature was fucking John Bolton.
Every single answer to Bolton is military.
Right.
All of them.
And foreign intervention, 100% everything is that's the response.
Military.
You know?
Put boots on the ground. Boots on the ground. Boots on the ground. He's the guy.
Yeah, he didn't put a boot up
his
ass.
He was around during Gulf War. I mean, come on. Get rid of him.
How did he end up?
Just like Jeff Sessions. How bad you get fucked over by this Democrat Sessions.
Who would recuse himself when you need to fucking need the help. Mm-hmm. And then who else?
Nikki
Haley. This bitch goes, obviously she didn't give a fuck about him. Look, she's coming out to run against him as the fucking stupidest shill with 37 different positions on every issue.
They're not being really mean to each other, so maybe she'll end up being his VP.
I don't know, but the point is that every fucking choice that he made was his choice and his fucking responsibility, and he can't say that anybody else was higher than him in America because he was the fucking president.
Well, Vivek Pharmaceuticals was right about one thing.
What he said?
That Nikki was bullshit. He was right.
He's just trying to throw the other Indian up.
He had a bunch of her receipts too, though, because she's a BlackRock.
Yeah, well, we're, you know, Black Rock, Smack Rock. If she had the fucking real policy and she was a real fucking person, we would say, okay, maybe she didn't know this person
if
when she worked with them before.
We can't
do guilt by association.
Their ID,
but she's not
we
good.
Would know who was really the president.
Well, we could be doing fucking blockchain, you know.
Without us IDing the votes, it'll never know. It'll always
Once
be this
again,
crazy democracy.
You should, we all
this.
Scan our, we have a code on the back
They'll
of our ID.
They'll continue to say
right?
whoever the government says wins is going to be who wins.
We have a fucking goddamn codes. We scan them when we go in all different type of places. The code is on the back of your fucking ID, all right? You scan that shit when you go in to fucking vote. They say, okay, that's one vote. You go in there, they keep the votes themselves, save them as NFTs, blockchain. You anonymize, you don't know who did the vote, but you know that the vote was there at that day, at that time. Boom. How fucking this has come
they
out.
They can inquire with him for more info.
You come on. You can do this. You can do, y'all can do this. Yeah. All right? Yeah. You know? They set the whole fucking school system in what African country was that? Is it Kenya? Okay, well, I have to look it up. But there's an African country. They set their whole school system IDs on blockchain. Why can't we do that? Why can't we do that? If you're scared of digital ID and all this shit, well, your ID is already has a digital function to it. Don't get an ID then if you don't want that. And, you know, if you don't want the functions and the things that come with using the fucking ID.
Yeah, digital ID. You know, they go, people say, well, without voter ID, you know.
They want you to have a vaccine ID,
but no
voter ID.
They don't
ID.
Seem to mind that the illegals don't have ID.
Yeah, they don't seem to mind that exactly. You know, everybody's got to have a fucking a record of all this bullshit unless you just walked in the country. And yeah, I should just walk out and walk back in and then I'll just be free, right? Is that how this works?
Well, yeah.
You know, all the restrictions are put on us real citizens. Bring all this shit. Fucking have these records, have this stuff. And then anybody else could just walk around, fuck off, and do whatever they want to do. It's nonsense, you know. You don't have to say that.
Oh, pickle ass.
Yeah, fuck you guys. But, I don't know. I hope, you know, that Kennedy wins, but I just, you know, who knows, if you will. There's a path to victory, though. They said 34% of poll respondents, but who the fuck are poll respondents? I'm so wary of these polls, you know.
Yeah.
These niggas don't ask me. You know,
well, we'll
so.
See if he does an upset where people were actually the votes are being counted. He seems to be getting a well-rounded crowd.
Yeah, and he's the only first president that has both Israel and Palestine people.
He got sustained interest in himself.
They
so.
Like him, although the Palestine people still kind of hate him on that shit. A lot of them are too dumb to realize how pro-Israel he is. So go ahead and vote.
Well,
for
you know, if they wanted to change their name. To like Cicero Miannas or something. People would have no problem.
Why don't you change
it
to...
You can't take the name
fucking...
that means fuck Judea and Samaria.
Or how about we just be honest? Be like, we want to make the anti-Judea.
Yeah, they're not being honest.
You're against Palestine. It was a country. So you're getting all these dumbass motherfucking college students... Who can't even answer Charlie Kirk's simple ass? Well, what if your objective? Like they don't know what the word objective. The guy goes, "What's an objective?" He goes, "What's your objective viewpoint on some policy?" I don't remember what it was. And he goes, "What do you mean? What's an objective?" So it's like they don't understand that objectively means just based on just the facts on the object itself. It's not subject. To your opinion. Subjective means it's subject to your view, your personal feelings and shit. Every fucking thing these people are doing
taste
is all subjective.
Taste is lacking, so is knowledge.
Yeah.
Both of these things are lacking. And people, if they had more taste and more knowledge, they would know that the type of things they're saying and doing are
Yeah, and fucking they wacko. Are some of the worst dressed, look, you know.
Just like the war. The war happened.
They look ridiculous.
Over there in the Ukraine, you know, Zelensky made a law that says you're not allowed to talk to the Russians. You can't have any kind of debates. You can't fix it.
How is that going
to
fucking...
Well, they'll come and arrest you if you found trying to talk to them. What if Russia was like, please, yes, we would love to sit down and fix this. Well, maybe we can have chess and fix it. You never know, because there's a law in place that says you're not allowed to
communicate, so it's fucking stupid. How are they going to have peace?
I don't know how we're fighting for democracy over there.
Forced
conscription, you can't debate.
How are you going to have peace? No. How are you ever going to have peace if you can't fucking communicate?
Also, especially with a larger enemy like that, you think that they would say, yeah, let's put this on
table. Well, they don't feel like they're facing the larger enemy of Russia because their reality is warped by the help from the United States. They go, we have all the power and might of America. We will defeat Russia.
That's why America's
it's
supposed
like,
to
no,
be.
You're
need
Ukraine.
A
you're
Roosevelt.
A tiny piece of shit.
We need
fucking
a Teddy
your
Roosevelt
place.
That says, look, Ukraine, you can't have another fucking dime from us unless you do what we tell you for
right.
real.
And we should be saying that to all
and
these
we should make them act
frankly.
Like real democracies then. And say,
yeah, you know.
No forced conscription. Let's stop that.
And same thing.
You
with,
have to work it out with Russia
and,
if you can't.
And Israel
can't
too.
Force
if Israel is going to fucking lose militarily for the fucking favor of the United States, then fuck the money and fuck the favor. God will provide.
Those soldiers should be able to opt out of those missions.
So yeah, those stupid things.
Are these related to CENTCOM? Yes. If the CENTCOM has anything to do with the Israelis, the soldiers should say, I need to sign off. I don't want to go to that.
I don't want to go.
That's
anything
not
American
my problem.
Plans.
And let IDF dogs that want to do it step up and say, we don't mind fighting side by side with CENTCOM. Because the U.S. government and its information brain is sick.
Yeah.
Something wrong with it.
Yeah, and we shouldn't
stumbling
be over
around
anywhere.
Like, oh, like it's got cancer.
Yeah, it's like one of those giant mechs with somebody who's drunk at the wheel of it. You know what I mean?
Well, this has been episode 89.
Oh, yeah, it looks like we're
just rambled
using
for the
up
whole
the time there.
Well, that's good, you know. That's, hey.
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
Hey! So,
all right, so
we'll
we're
going to
wrap it up.
Wrap it up, episode 90. We're almost at the 10 episodes until 100.
We're getting there. We're
which
getting
will be
there.
The final episode. So,
all right, well, let's wrap it up and...
I'll take it.
Are you tired of being bullied for having a whack-ass, boring wardrobe? The answer is simple. Get some style. Stop dressing like a chump. Get you some stylish gear from Fight League. T-shirts, sweatshirts, stickers, and much, much more. Merch.fightleague.com. Look around and get rid of that whack-ass t-shirt you're wearing. You know you want to join the cool kids gang. Fightleague.com now!
Settlements and communities in Judea and Samaria for the purpose of establishing a civilian Jewish authority. authority. Jewish authority. Jewish authority. Jewish authority. Jewish authority. Jewish authority. Jewish authority.